looking back on all of this NASA, you were able to do what you'd contracted to do, and things worked.
Absolutely. And it helped us win follow-on contracts. We came in with a rather high costing rate. One of the problems that we had had from the beginning in trying to bid against these various small contractors around the Beltway that are designed to try to win jobs with NASA and government in Washington. We kind of were required to use the same costing rates as the rest of Westinghouse up here at the airport when their normal dealings with radar contracts and things of that nature. So in order for us to have a chance, we really had to do an extra good job. And fortunately, we had the help of the people at NASA and then later at NOAA that really liked what we had done. They went to bat for us and they said, look, even though these guys are more expensive at first glance, they're going to get the job done right. The other people, you know, come in with lower bids, but it ends up costing more in the long run because it doesn't work. You got to put more money in, bring more people. Goddard's got to be more involved, micromanagement and all. So we really appreciated that because on money alone, we wouldn't have made it. We couldn't outbid them based on the costing rates we had to use as just the charter, so to speak.
How was that?